Please have mercy on me. And that is something that is so critical in our relationships, that we be willing to have mercy on each other. Hanging on to hope is the title of the book, From Marriage to Divorce, Through Depression to Remarriage, and What God Taught Me Along the Way. Annette, where can they get your book?
You can go to our website, which is www.hangingontohope.com. 625.com. You can order it directly from the website. It is also available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, ChristianBooks.com. Excuse me. So you can order it from any of those places.
And I want to tell you, Go ahead.
We're also getting it into Barnes and Noble bookstores. To get it at the bookstore. So, and the public library, we're trying to get it in all of those places, but that's a work in progress. But you can order it online from each of those places that I just mentioned.
Excellent. And we will get that information to you all again before we close out the conversation today. But I definitely wanted you to hear before we close out, because I know sometimes some of you are not able to be with us at the very end of the conversation. So, again, hanging on to hope. And, you know, Smokey Robinson was just singing there, requesting, pleading for mercy. Please have mercy on me. And mercy is something that has to be shown if we're going to forgive each other. And you mentioned that forgiveness was something that needed to flow both ways. Gary, your counselor, helped the two of you with that. And one of the things that we know is that so often when forgiveness is needed, it's because something has been said and or done that has caused pain. And so often pain can be so difficult to let go of, but it has to be done. It is necessary to forgive. What did you two find to be some of the keys to you truly forgiving and then letting each other remain forgiven, as opposed to going back and drudging up bitterness again?
Well, you know, I had somebody very close to me say to me after Adam and I had gotten back together, she said to me, how can you possibly forgive him? And my initial response was, I forgive because God forgives me. And if God forgives me on a daily basis for everything that I do, how can I not forgive Adam? When I think of it in that way, it's impossible for me not to forgive. And when I write about this in the book, you know, Adam would, during our marriage, but, you know, before we reconciled, he would all the time, you know, he would say, I love you all the time. And I think it was his way of saying, as long as I say this to her, then that means everything's okay. It doesn't matter how I treat her. It doesn't matter if things are really horrible. As long as I say I love you, then everything's good. And to me, it was almost a lot of times like you know, nails on the chalkboard. Because it was like, if your actions aren't following that up, then it means nothing to me. But afterwards, he would come to me in the most sincere way and say to me, I am so sorry for the way that I treated you during a marriage. I am so sorry for, you know, so many things. And when somebody comes to you in that kind of humility and actually means that, I wrote in the book, that means more to me than 1,000 I love yous. And when somebody does that, it makes everything else just disappear. I couldn't hold on to any of that. When someone comes to you with that kind of sincerity and asks you for forgiveness for the way that they had something they had said or done, I found that there was no way I could hold on to that. It just melted everything else away.
Annette, you mentioned that, and you know what you remind me of? When the Lord Jesus told us, if your brother has anything against you, you go to your brother. I know that he worked it both ways. On one occasion, he said, if you remember that your brother has something against you, you go to him, get it right. But he also said, if you've done something to offend your brother, you go to your brother, you go to your sister, and you get that right. And what you said has helped us so much. The fact that you knew Adam was coming to you sincerely meaning it. I am right. Truly, truly sorry. And that empowered you to let go of whatever else was in you, anger, bitterness, right. Whatever was there. His sincere apology gave you the strength, the power you needed to let go.
Right. Absolutely.
Adam, I admire you for having had the strength and the courage and the integrity that it took to do that.
Well, obviously appreciate that, Carl, but naturally, forgiveness is not, and to come and say you're sorry and to admit things, that's unnatural. We don't want to be put in that position. But it came through long nights of prayer. It came through just a deep conviction and cleansing in my own life in realizing, and yes, exactly, brokenness, you know. Appreciate that, Carl.
The book is Hanging On to Hope, and they're giving us real reasons to hope. Hanging On to Hope, 625.com. Amazon.com, ChristianBooks.com. Thank you so much, Adam. Thank you so much, Annette, for each of you having hung on to hope, for having hung on to your God, for having gotten back to each other and hanging on to each other. Thank you so much for sharing a real story.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate you.
Just like in the past, we're gonna